I just want to give testimony tonight about just God's faithfulness and His provision with me these past couple of years. This year, I had another wonderful thing happen to me. I was applying for NSFAS loan, which is a government grant, to help me with my finances for this year. And it's just something in the back of my head told me, you know, something's going to happen. I don't have to actually take out this loan. And a week later, I went to go and check on the accounts, and there was the full amount paid for my varsity fees, not from the loan itself, but from a trust fund that I don't have to pay back. So last year this happened again, and this year again. So it's now over 100,000 rand that I don't have to pay at varsity because of God's faithfulness. And the double blessing is that I was thinking of going on the Zim mission, and I thought, no, maybe I won't have finance for it. And I checked the account again, and I was in credit with the amount that I need to go on the Zim mission. So obviously I need to go there as well.
Hello, everyone. My name is Beatrice. I'd just like to share with you of how God has been with me in my time of weakness. I'm a third-year student studying BCom marketing, and all of you that know, third year is quite tough, and especially if you want to get accepted for honors. So, yeah, my marks haven't been up to scratch, and I was just crying before the Lord and saying, God, please just come, you know, just be my source of strength in this time. And on the 2nd of May, God gave me a promise. He gave me Isaiah 45. And it says, I will go before you and level the mountains. I will smash down gates of bronze and break through bars of iron. And then 3 days later, on the 5th of May, I had a marketing presentation and a test on the same day. And I got distinction for both of them. And that just showed that God came through for me in that time. And then, but then straight after that, you have no idea, everything was just going badly. And it felt like everything was just crumbling around me. I didn't know what was happening. And I just felt defeated all over again. And then last week sometime, the name Zerubbabel just popped into my head. And I thought, okay, that's strange to think of that name during the day. And then, so I just tried ignoring it anyway. And then later I read my Bible, and this verse came up. It was Isaiah 41, verse 15 to 16. And it says, see, I will make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp, with many teeth. You will thresh the mountains and crush them and reduce the hills to chaff. You will winnow them, the wind will pick them up, and a gale will blow them away. But you will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. Then I decided, okay, God is obviously speaking to me, and I must look up this character sketch of Zerubbabel. So I went there, and it just said everything of how Zerubbabel, he always started off well, but he got defeated easily. And how he always constantly went to find encouragement from others. And yeah, and then the key verse is there. As it says, this is what the Lord said to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, a mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. And then it was again, just confirmation again, three times over, that God has gone before me. He's leveled the mountains, and everything will fall into place. Amen. Thanks.
My name is I'm just here to share my testimony. God did something remarkable last week. He actually closed the chapter in my life that I was dealing with, which is really hectic. I come from a broken family, and one of the things, as guys will know, that if you don't have a father around, it's sort of a bit tough to sort of, you know, have an idea what a man is supposed to be like or what is he supposed to become. And God said, like last week, that I've got you. You know, all you need is just me. You know, as the perfect example to be a father. And He said, I'll be a father to the fatherless. That's what He said. And He just reassured me, you know. And I wanted just to thank Him for that. And the fact that I was stressing about my future, I'm a bit tough on myself. You know, I always have these plans and stuff. And He said that I've got you there too. You know, he just came through and He said, you don't need to worry. You don't need to stress about your future, because I've got it in my hands. And I just wanted to thank Him for that. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Arvia. I just want to share what's happened in my life. But hectic. Okay, in 2005, I finished school. I'm matriculated. And I didn't know what to go study. So my dad decided to send me to England. Got there like a week later. And I was by myself, started a new job, got fired after 3 weeks because I spoke in Afrikaans to the chef. Then I got another job. I left that job as well, and then I ended up at a village like next to the lake in Lake Windermere. And things went really well over there. Like, I didn't go to church or anything, but the guy that actually lived underneath me, he was like a drug addict. And and he said, okay, just try this stuff, and I got hooked onto this stuff. And then like after a while, I went to Manchester. I got a really cool drug selling, and I went to a church. One of the guys that worked with me like took me to a church, Nigerian church. Now these people sing like crazy. And I was the only white guy there, but it was cool, man. Like, I digged it. And then like I met my girlfriend, which was the worst thing that could have happened over there. And like I just left everything. I lied to the people that I was working with. I said, you know, there's something really bad that happened at home. I have to go home. And I just moved there. Like, I moved to Darlington, and like I really got like drugs took over my life. And I slept with girls, and like things really went bad. And I was actually on the point of getting married just to stay in England to this girl, and she was Buddhist, and like I don't really care. Like back then, like I thought religion is just something stupid. And I eventually came back, like also just within a week's time, I decided, no, this is not where I want to end up. And I got here, and one of my sister's colleagues, work colleagues at the time, Anandi, she said I should come to church, and I was like, it's not really my place, you know. And I avoided it for a couple of weeks, and eventually I came here. And you know, the Berg Pit that's coming up now, I went to that last year, and I don't know, I was like alone by myself, and this old couple just came to pray for me. And since then things have just turned around. I've joined into a cell group, like all my friends are nearly here, and it's great. We just went away for a weekend as well, which is pretty cool. And like I got a bursary last year, I changed courses, and like things are really, really going my way. So thanks. So thank you.
Evening, church. My name is Tanya. I'm just here tonight just to share my testimony, my salvation testimony, and just to give God the glory for everything that He's done in my life and just for what He's pulled me out of. And I grew up on a farm in Limpopo. And my parents were both saved, so they always they taught us how to have a living relationship with Jesus. But Satan came in, and he just tried to break all of that. And the guy that they were working with, he started molesting me when I was really young, and this carried on for a couple of years. And with that, I started masturbating, and then my parents left and didn't work with him anymore. And but I was still caught in that habit, and I knew Jesus, and I felt like there was two people inside of me. There was this good person that just really wanted to follow God, and then there was this other girl that just was just caught in sin and in bondage, and I just couldn't get free. And in standard 9, my parents asked my sisters and I if we should consider getting baptized and think about it and pray about it. And I really wanted to. I knew that was what Jesus asked of us, and that's what He did. And one side of me just really wanted to, but the other side just thought that if I do get baptized and I backslide, then there's no forgiveness, then I'm going straight to hell. And I was really, really scared, and I tried to break the habit. I really tried, like I would go well for 2 weeks, and then I just fall back into temptation, and my flesh was just so much stronger than my spirit. And then eventually I just hit rock bottom, and I just knew that I couldn't do anything anymore. And I remember just praying and asking Jesus, just come in, and I can't do this on my own anymore. I can't try and clean myself. You just have to come and do it for me. And I got baptized, and if I look back now, from that day that I was baptized at the end of standard 9, God just broke everything, and He just gave me a new life and joy, and all the pain and the shame and the hurt and the anger and everything that I'd been carrying around, He just set me free. And I can stand here today and testify without shame and without pain, cry myself to sleep at night anymore. And I can just testify to God's grace and to His goodness, and just to Jesus' blood just setting us free. We don't have that I don't have to come and try and scrub myself clean before I come to Him, but that His blood just washes over me, and I just come and just give all the glory and honor to God. Thank you.